mobile and monitoring.
Out on the road today, 2 days or 3 days before New Year's. Gee, I'm going to have to talk to people about that. Hey, how you doing, W2T?
Been all right. Did go over to my sister's place and do a little tree trimming and take one down for her.
Something to keep you out of trouble, or else get you into a whole lot of it. Yeah, I had to run up to the post office. There was supposed to be a package there that had been delivered today, but guess what? It wasn't there. And there was a couple of pieces of mail, some QSL cards I've been looking for. So, you know, things are coming and going, as they say.
Yeah, got to take care of the tree because it's dripping on her truck, and birds are having their fun dripping on her truck, and also it's dripping on the solar panels there, and got to do some cleaning it in, so they're up to 100%.
Panels are the most important thing about that, you know. And hang on just a minute, I'll be right back, W2T. Entrance to my yard, Richard, and I was getting out to see the trash man had been here to empty the trash can today, but he hasn't, so I'm hoping he has been here, or else I'm going to have to call him again, because this will be the third time in 5 weeks that they've missed my pickup if they don't get here today.
To the collection center we've got not a couple miles from the house, the recycle center, and she said it was a zoo there. I said, if you think it was a bad day, you should have been there Saturday. It's probably a whole heck of a lot worse, KK4FTU Mobile.
Yeah, we've got one of those up the road, a couple of miles up the road from me, but with just a car, I don't have a way to put trash cans and trash and stuff in the back to haul up there without it making a mess in the car. So, and hopefully next year I'm going to get me a new-to-me vehicle, and I'm going to look for a truck, and because I want to move from a little sedan, even though it's a kind of an SUV-shaped thing, to a pickup truck with a, you know, not one of those that's got the four doors on it, but one that's got the extended cab, so you got a little bit of room behind the seat to put stuff, and the dog and I can travel in, so that's what I'm going to be looking for. Anyway, was Santa Claus good to you, Richard?
I got some snacks and a gift card to Lowe's from my kids and their significant others. I got a new battery charger that's high frequency, supposed to help recondition weak batteries for vehicles and lawnmowers.
I have somebody at my church, it's a secret Santa, because I went in Thursday night for the Christmas Eve service, and the preacher come up to me and she says, this envelope with your name on it was on my desk. And nobody else's name was on it, nothing else. So I opened it up, and inside was a $50 QT gift card. And I still don't know who it came from. It's, you know, there was no note or anything inside the envelope, and I don't recognize the printing on the outside of the envelope, so I have no clue where it came from. And then the puppy and I had a good spent Friday at home, so we behaved ourselves, and, you know, that was what we did on Christmas Day.
You didn't chase Santa around on HF, did you?
Later, Cyband Net called Christmas afternoon for the Century Club that I am a net controller for. And I do 20-meter, 40-meter, and 75-meter nets for them, sideband nets and all. And we do a holiday net, and usually it's done about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I did a 20-meter single sideband holiday net on Friday. Didn't have a whole lot of check-ins, but hey, it gave me something to do, you know.
KB2HXS.
We're at you with WU2T.
I'm just working from my home right now, just threw a temporary antenna up into a really, really temporary into a umbrella stand just to test his radio.
I get any clearer because it's booming into my mobile. I'm over here in the Piedmont Powdersville area.
Over here in the Spartanburg area, and it's coming in over here loud and clear. I'm going to say 7-3 to both of you because I'm home and my dog's yipping at the door. She wants to get out, and I need to get on and back in the house. Got a bunch of things I'm still working on. Talk to both of you later. KK4FTU to take it. W2T clear.
Of the conversation you heard, this is KK4FTU. Name's Richard. I'm headed over to my sister's place to cut a tree down with the help of my dad.
I'm catching you that. I was just I was swapping radios off. Working on my 706 here, and then I got the i7000 up. IC7000 is on the bench right now. And it's, like I say, a very temporary setup. I have a dual band vertical up at the house here in a 10-foot pole sitting in a temporary, and when I say temporary, I mean temporary, umbrella stand in the front of my house. It's very temporary.
I've been working on with a temporary antenna since I got my ticket. I've got a Slim Jim inside hooked to a ICOM 8000, which is a 2-meter, 75-watt rig.
Looking through an IC 7000, which is a 2-meter, 440, 6-meter HF mobile. It is the, I think it is the replacement that came after the IC 706 Mark IIG.
So I'm talking on a Kenwood NX700 that used to be programmed for business, and I got off the truck. I told the guys, I said, you want me to buy the truck, you better hand me the radio that you just took out of, because when I looked at the truck, the radio was in it. And I was able to get a hold of a programming cable and some software. And the downfall is I have to hook a computer up to program a new frequency. And I don't have a dial that I can just spin through the frequencies. But I've got over 100 right now frequencies in it, KK4FTU mobile.
I called on the phone. I'll get right back to you, KP2HXS.